He's been with us. He's helped us throughout the day. We are here now. We just want to give him praise. We just want to give him thanks. Father, we give him praise. Father, we honor you tonight. We thank you, Lord. You made all that you've done. It's just by your praise, not by our strength, oh God. We are here today and we say thank you. Thank you for all that you've been to us. Thank you for all that you are to us. Thank you, Lord, that if you're taking us throughout the week, in our going out, in our coming in, Lord, you've been with us. You've watched over your word concerning us, God. Father, you've protected us in everything that we've done. We've come to this point in time, and for that we say thank you, Lord. Father, we say we are grateful, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness, Abba Father. Oh, thank you for our lives, your breath of life in us. Thank you for our families. Thank you, O Lord, and for our households, O God. Daddy, thank you for all your many blessings in our lives. We give you praise. We declare you are good. You are blessed. Oh, we come with a heart of gratitude, Lord. Oh, we say thank you. We say thank you. For all you do, we say thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We honor you, Lord. Take glory, Abba Father. Take glory, King of Kings. Take glory, Lord of Lords. We bless your name. We bless your name. Continue to give the Lord worship. Let's just worship the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be adored. Oh, Father, we bless your name tonight. We declare you are good. You are good. We bless you for who you are, O Father. Oh, you are God. You are God. You are God. We bless your name tonight. We lift our voices, we lift our hands, O God. We join the host of heaven. We declare you are worthy of God. We declare you are worthy to be praised. We declare you are worthy to be exalted. Be magnified in this place, Lord. Be righteous. Want us to pray tonight. Bless us and thank you for service into God's hands. Bless the Lord who's supported by the Holy Spirit to come reign in our midst, to come do what He does best. Let's pray and invite the Spirit of the living God into our midst. Let Him take control of everything that will happen here. And into this meeting will not leave the same, but will encounter the presence of you in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come to you tonight. Oh, we let this meeting into your hands. But Spirit, that's full. Come fill this place. That's full. Come fill this place. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we invite your presence. That we invite your presence. Fill this place. That's full. Come meet the end. In the name of Jesus, that the Father may be as serious as you are, Lord, in this place. And Lord, this in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, you are welcome. Come.
We bless your name, Lord.
You are worthy of all praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome. You are awesome in this place. Mighty God, He is awesome. You are awesome in this place. You are worthy of our praise. To you all I speak. Mighty God, to you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God.
I want us to just be silent for a moment. I want you to just speak to the Lord and ask the Lord to meet you tonight at the point of your need. Let's invite His presence into your situation. Let Him know, I am here, Lord. Your child is here, Lord. Your child is here, Lord. We are waiting, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. 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 Father, we are here, O God. Your children are here, O God. Your children are here, O God. Father, meet us, Lord. Oh, we come as we are, O God. We come as we are, Lord. We come as we are, Lord. We come as we are, Lord. Father, we ask for your presence, Lord. We ask for your presence, Lord. As we come as we are, O God, with different issues, with different measures of burdens, O God. Father, we come and we relieve our cares at your feet, Lord. Ah, we relieve our cares at your feet, Lord. We come, O God, to be brood upon, O God. Father, let your spirit brood upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord. Let your spirit brood upon us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for tonight. And thank you, O Lord, for this opportunity to fellowship together, O God. Father, we pray even as we've gathered, O God, in person, online, O God. We pray that your presence will be with us, O God. We invite you, Holy Spirit, come reign in our midst. Come brood over each and every person in this meeting, O God. You know each person more than they do know themselves, O God. Father, meet us, O God, here in your presence, O God, in the name of Jesus. We commit the speaker into your hands, Lord. Pastor Godfrey is in your hands, O Lord. Empty him of himself, O God. Empty him of himself. Use him as a vessel of honor unto your name, O God, unto your glory, O God. May we hear your voice behind his voice, Abba, Father. And may we live here, O God, knowing that we have encountered you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Can we greet each other, say hi to each other? Those online, can you hear me without me using the mic?
Yes, please.
Yes, we can hear you, yeah.
Okay. So it looks like the mic is causing troubles. Those online, you can move around and also say hi to yourselves. Oh, okay. Hold on. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Please, we can have our seats. Today, I want us to quickly look at, I think it was last week when we were praying, the Lord kept ministering to us about his power. So I just wanted to touch briefly on it, about his power. We'll look at Psalm 62, verse 11. If we can display it, Psalm 62, verse 11. Psalm 62. So we want to talk about the power of God. And tonight's theme is that power belongs to God. Amen. It is important to know that power belongs to God. You know, sometimes the devil does certain things in our lives. We see certain things in our lives, and we tend to fear the devil even more than reverence God, because we see what the devil is doing, and sometimes we believe that the devil has more power or has power, but we don't think about how powerful our God is. And that same power God has given to us, the Bible makes us understand in Genesis that after God created, he gave us power. He gave us dominion to rule over the earth. So if you can imagine this kind of God who created all of these things that we see out of nothing, there was nothing. Without nothing, God was able to create something. Amen. All right, so we want to look at Psalm 62, verse 11, and then we'll look at other scriptures and then we'll pray. The Bible says, God has spoken once. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this. Twice I have heard this. And what did he hear? That power belongs to God. Amen. That power belongs to God. And so we want to, you know, there are different scriptures in the New Testament also that refers to power. In if you look at Acts, if you look at the book of Acts, we are introduced to the power of the Holy Spirit when the Spirit of God came upon the disciples. Jesus told them, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Can we look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8? And so the agency through which God demonstrates his power is through the Holy Spirit. And that is why, as Christians, we have to know the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot live an effective life. If you don't know the Holy Spirit, if you don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you cannot live an effective life, a life that is full of dominion, a life that is full of authority, if you don't know the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is that agency through which God demonstrates his power. And so anybody who has a very intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit is able to demonstrate power, is able to reveal God. And so in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." So you only receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And that power makes you witnesses. That's what I want to, you know, focus on. That power makes us witnesses. You cannot become an effective witness without power. You cannot become an effective witness without the Holy Spirit. So he says, "And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth." And so the question is, who is a witness? So Jesus is saying that if you receive power, if you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive power. And that power gives you the ability to be a witness. And so who is a witness? A witness is someone who testifies of what he has seen. What he has seen, what he has heard, and knows to be the facts of the case in question. Amen. I'll read it again. A witness is someone who can testify of what he has seen. He testifies of what he has seen, what he has heard, what he knows to be facts of a certain case in question. Amen. And so, like, if you go to the court, if there's an issue, you go to the court, the judge or the lawyers will bring witnesses. Witnesses are people who saw the situation, or people who are privy or have a certain knowledge about what is being discussed in the courtroom. And so they are able to speak with sometimes they bring experts, right? If they are talking about things that are, for instance, concerning a health situation, hospital situation, they'll bring someone who's an expert there. So that witness has a certain knowledge of what is being discussed. And so that is what this is what Jesus is saying. the first apostles, the first people who moved the word of God that today we have also heard. It says that you can only do this by the power of God. You can only do this. You can only witness. So the question now becomes, what have you seen that you can witness? What have you heard that you can witness? What do you know to be true facts in God that can be that you can be a witness? A witness validates a claim. And so you what is the claim? What is the claim of Christianity? There are a lot of things. What do we claim? What do we claim that we have? We have rest, we have peace, we have healing, we have joy. So are we witnesses of that, of the life of Christ? Are we witnesses? It only takes the power of God. Can we look at 1 John chapter 1, 1 to 3? 1 John chapter 1, 1 to 3. So some of the things that we witness that God saves. That's one of the most important things. And I can say that that's the most important thing. We witness that God saves. And to be a witness that God is a savior, it should mean that you have knowledge of his salvation. You have experienced the salvation of God. To be able to declare that God saves, to be able to declare that God is a savior. Grace, can you share your screen to the online guys to see the scriptures? All right. So you should be able to witness that God saves, to witness that God is a healer. Some of the people that we've shared here before that experience God in different ways. Gideon experienced God in a different way, that he was able to say that God is peace, that Hagar should be able to say that God is Jehovah Jireh, that he's a provider. That witness of Hagar, now we can say that because Hagar experienced it, she lived it. And because God provided, he now makes that statement, and now we can also say that God is a provider because what she said is the truth and she experienced it. And out of the spirit, she spoke that truly God is a provider. So the things we witness that God saves, God is a healer, God protects. Some of us can talk about the provision of God. And tonight we just leave some time for testimonies that we want to witness of the goodness of God, right? In our witness, and it's not, we don't just leave it at God saves. After God saves, God saves a person. What does God do? How does God work with us? God is a provider. He provides wealth. He provides peace. He provides rest for us. So we talk about the protection of God. God restores. He's a restorer. And some of us have been restored from different things that we can testify that God restores. Amen. We can testify that God delivers. We can testify that God is a deliverer. God breaks chains. Like there are a lot of things we can say about God. Let me read 1 John chapter 1, 1 to 3. The Bible says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled. Can you go back? Verse 1. Our hands have handled concerning the word of life. So this is what John is saying. The things that he has seen, the things that he has heard, the things that his hands have handled, right? Concerning the word of life. Can we go to verse 2? The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness. So he's bearing witness of what he has seen and heard and handled. And it says, and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Verse 3 says that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So it is the power of God, it is the Spirit of God that gives us the power to be witnesses, gives us the power to be witnesses. Amen. Amen. And so tonight we want to witness of the goodness of God. We want to be, witnesses of the goodness of God. I don't want to talk too much, so I'll just leave. If give people the opportunity, those online to, if you have, if you want to share, we'll share as well. There's someone raised their hand. Okay. So if and those in person, if anybody wants to testify of God's goodness, we want to be witnesses. We want to witness of his goodness in our lives, the things that God has done in our lives, the things that we have heard, the things that we have held on to, the things that we have seen the Lord do. I want us to give the opportunity, and then we'll spend some time and thank God in prayer and worship. But before then, I want to give us the opportunity if we want to, if there's anybody here, sorry, if there's anybody here who wants to give thanks to God, please show by hand. Or those online, you can show by hand and then we'll call you. You have one? Okay. All right. Okay, you can come. All right, Audrey has one. Can you hear? Can you hear? It's going to be on record, yes. Okay, hold on.
Do I have to stand or? I wanted to thank God for restoration, quick restoration, if I could call it that way. Like this year, there were two major storms in the family. In our lives and things that normally take like years to recover from. I just want to thank God because it's been what, 3 months and He has already speed up the healing, speed up the restoration, speed up everything in our lives. So I thank God for His goodness for me and my family.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for restoration. We thank God for restoration. Any other person? Any other person? You want to thank God? Come. Come here. I want everybody to see you. Okay. What do you thank God for?
I thank God for this church, and I thank God for this whole thing, and I thank God for the love He has shown us.
Amen. 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 Good job. Good job. Good job. See, the older people are
Amen.
sitting there, they can't come and talk. Good job. Good job. Okay. Please come. I want people to see you. I should have done the same thing to Audrey. Please, you can't be talking and nobody sees you.
I just want to thank God for. Also want to thank God for protecting me and my family. Through this prayer, the Lord has been faithful and merciful to us. I want to say that, like most of us, we are here with our heart desires, we are here with our prayer requests. I want to encourage everybody that the Lord is working and he's answering prayers. Because my husband came in, he joined the family, he prayed, and God answered him, and now God has helped him to get a job. So I just want to use it to encourage you that if anybody has lost faith about something he's looking at in God, I use this testimony to encourage anybody who has lost faith that God is working and he's still doing miracles. Thank you very much.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God. We thank God. Is there anyone online? Anybody? Okay. I All right. Yeah, I want to thank God. I want to thank God for the picnic. I want to thank God for the picnic. The night before yesterday, I was sharing with yesterday I was sharing I started sharing with Mavis that the night before, so we slept, I think we slept around 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. before we traveled on the Saturday. And as soon as I went to bed, as soon as I closed my eyes, I just saw an accident. And it was like I'm driving. It was like the vision was as though I don't know how to put it. It's like the accident, I'm there and there's an accident, right? Like it's crashing, the car crashing on me. And I think Grace was around. Yeah, Grace was around. I just started shouting and praying, like shouting in prayer. Because I'd never seen, it was so vivid, it was so real. So I was praying. I just prayed, took some time and prayed. And so I really want to thank God for the safe trip in and out for everybody. The devil wanted to do his thing, but God saved us. Now, sometimes, you know, without sharing some of these things, we don't realize God's protection. Because, you know, we just went and had fun and came back, and we didn't know, or some of us may not have even realized that the devil actually wanted something to happen, right? And so, I really thank God for that, for his protection, that when we pray, God hears us and he answers that. I think that is a very powerful thing that we have, that we can go to God and pray in every situation we find ourselves in, and he hears us and he answers us. Amen. Any other person before we pray? Any other person? All right. Can we be on our feet? Can we be on our feet? Can we be on our feet? And in this same mode, I just want you to think of his goodness. Think of his goodness. We've shared different testimonies here of God's goodness, the health he has protected, he has given us, the strength he has given us, the answered prayers, the encouragement he has given us through all this fasting and prayers. God has been speaking to us, the different things we've heard. God came in to encourage us, to give us words of wisdom, to direct us, give us direction. I do really appreciate God's presence and his direction. Sometimes you might just, you know, not acknowledge them. You might feel that they are small, but not everyone has this kind of relationship, that we have a father who directs us, a father who speaks to us, who protects us, who heals us, that in our going out and in our coming in, he protects us from all evil. And so I want you to think of his goodness, and I want you to begin to bless his name. I want you to begin to bless his name. I want you to thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him for his faithfulness. Can you lift up your voice in the mighty name of Jesus? Can you lift up your voice in the mighty name of Jesus? Can you lift up your voice in the mighty name of Jesus and give him glory and give him glory and give him glory and give him glory? He alone deserves it. He alone deserves it. He has been good. He has been good. He has been good. That his spirit, by his spirit, we declare. By his spirit, we declare that God is good. By his spirit, we declare that God is a healer. God is a deliverer. God is a protector. God is a provider. And he has done all these in our lives. Can you bless his name tonight? In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Madosha da Kada, Randa da Kada Badosha da da, Lekaya da Badosha da, Lekaya da Badosha da, Rabakaya da Badosha da, Rapala Batada Badosha da da, Lekaya da Badosha da da da. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Da 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 ba do sha da 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 ran da 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 ka da ba do sha ta da 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 ka la ba ra pa pa da ba do sha ta la 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 ka da ba ra pa pa da ba do sha ta la la ya ta wa ya pa da ba ran da 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 ka da ba do sha da 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 ran da 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 ka da ba do sha ta la la ba ya ka da ba do sha da da ba. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you for our lives. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your covering, O God of our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We lift up your mighty name, for you are good. Your mercies endure forever. Your mercies endure forever. Your mercies endure forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Padaba, Rapapadabado, Japadaba, Lepadabado, Shapadabadaba, Rapapadabado, Shadada. Thank you for all the benefits, Lord. We will not forget your benefits, Lord. We will not forget your benefits, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. You have shown up in our lives, mightily, Lord, mightily, Lord. You have been our deliverer. You have been our shield. You have been our all in all. And so we thank you, Lord. So we lift you up, Lord. For you restored us, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lift up your voice and thank him in the mighty name of Jesus. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. Even in our weakness, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the glory, O God. We give you all the glory, O God. We give you all the glory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, my doshes. I want us to thank God again for our lives. You know, sometimes we take life for granted. We take the life that we have. We sometimes forget how precious it is. Someone is fighting for their lives, fighting for oxygen. We breathe this oxygen freely. But we want to come to God with a very grateful heart that no matter what is going on in our lives, no matter the challenges we face in our lives, we can still come back to God and say, Father, we thank you. We can still come to him and say, Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful for the breath of life. We are grateful for our families, for our loved ones. We are grateful for the things you keep doing in our lives. Can we lift up our voices to him and tell him that we are grateful? We have come with a grateful heart, that in our going out, in our coming in, God keeps us. He watches over us throughout the night when we sleep. Can you lift up your voice and bless his name one more time? In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We lift up your mighty name. All glory unto your name, Lord. All honor belongs to you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you great, you the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. And he just bless his name. Just bless his name tonight. Just bless his name. He is good. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He deserves our worship. Tonight, there is none like him. There is none compared to our God. He is I am that I am. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords, and there is none beside him. Oh, we lift up your mighty name, O God. Oh, we bless your name. You alone deserve it. You alone deserve it. You alone deserve the glory. You alone deserve the honor. Mako shada. Le kayande medo shada kada. We exalt your holy name. Just keep blessing his name. Just keep blessing his name. Holy, holy, holy. You, Lord, the heavens and the angels bow, the redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Don't get tired, don't get tired. Just worship him. Just bless his name. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and the angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, 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 are you. Holy, 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 are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Elders and the angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy. Angels cry, holy, all creation cry, holy, you are lifted high, holy. Holy forever, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cry, holy, you are lifted high. Holy, holy forever, hear your people sing, holy to the King of Kings. Holy, you are always been. Holy, holy forever. Your name is the highest. Your name. The greatest, your name as about the moment, Shatu Kayadava, all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name. Stands above them all. Can we sing your name? Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All powers, all powers. Apposition of power, apposition, your name stands above them all. The angels cry, holy, all creation cry. Holy, you are Lord. Holy, 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 hear your people sing. Oh, to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be holy, holy forever. Hear your people sing, holy to the King of Kings. Holy, you will always be holy. Holy forever. Just sing to him, just worship him out of your own words. Can you bless his name out of your own words, out of your own lips? Can you sing a song to him? Can you make sweet melodies unto him? Tonight we have just come to worship him. We have just come to exalt him. We have just come to say that he is God and God alone, and there is none like unto him, that he is holy. Power belong to him, all thrones. Makeada Shata, we lift your name, Ariana Sataya. We give you all the glory. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. We lift your name up. All power belong to you, Lord. All power belong to you, Lord. Yes, Elekayanda Badoshada. Ayaka, Ayana Baranda Nada Shada, Pekelebe Sota Paya no Shanda Makapada. We give you the honor, we give you the honor, we give you the honor. Mighty, mighty God, Radada, Randa Nana, Radada Kadabado Shada, we honor your name, we lift your name up, O God. Be exalted, be exalted, be exalted, be exalted. Oh, be lifted, be lifted, be lifted, be lifted, be lifted. Be lifted high, be lifted high. Oh, Lord, be lifted high. For you are holy, righteous, and worthy. Oh Lord, be lifted. Be lifted high. Be lifted high. Oh Lord, be lifted high. For you are holy, righteous and worthy. Oh Lord, hear listen. For you are holy, righteous and worthy. Oh Lord, dear Lord, for you are holy, righteous and worthy. Oh Lord, be lifted. Can we just be silent before him? Just meditate on his goodness, his greatness, his power. The Lord is here in our midst. Just meditate, just think of his goodness, think of the I am that I am, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is no one like unto him. He is El Shaddai, all powerful God. There is none like unto him. The Bible says he has clothed himself in light.
Anybody here with the name Antoinette?
There anybody here called Antoinette or online?
My nephew is Antoinette. My niece,
Yeah.
sorry.
Your niece is Antoinette.
Yeah.
Okay. You can talk to We can talk after.
Greater me, ready for the Lord. But I hear them. Okay. It's blue.
Forever and ever. Power and might belong to our God forever and ever.
For I am the Lord that restores.
Through power and might belong to our God forever. Can you lift up your hands even as you sing this song? As the Lord pours out his rain upon you, he pours out power on you. Mashedekada, mazote, blessings and glory. With some thanksgiving and power and might belong to our God forever and ever. Amen.
And what's it? My hand of healing, Allah, all this in Canada. And every that hand touch, Allah, sin delete, Kabbalah. I see that, the healing hand of the Lord, I send the I have given him my garment and leave my cabal sikada. Such insane sikada da sikada. Your garment, I the Lord, I'm in trouble, Lima. Tell my son, because of his faithfulness to my sins. I'm going to bless his home. Yes. I'm waiting for the conditions I have. Whatever he has said, he will use you to do. Because that you are minister to be souls for the Lord. See God above, see God up. Peter cast his net to the sea and walked. And he was see God above, see God up. And Lord said he's going to make you fish as a friend. For I see a picture among us. People are lying. So whatever you are afraid tonight, he has answered you.
The flame. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. into my room.
No, it's not wrong. Can we just bless the name of God? Can we just bless the name of God? Can we bless God for His word? Can we bless His name for His faithfulness? He give gifts unto men. The Bible says He ascended, and then He gave gifts unto men. And we lift up our voices for His blessing, for His release upon our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, can you bless His name? Can you bless His name? Can you bless His name? That God is raising an army. God is raising an army. God is strengthening us, new strength, a renewal. I should in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the renewal. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your glory. We thank you that we are renewed this evening. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we are soaring. Your people are soaring. Your people are soaring. By your spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that anyone weak amongst us is strengthened by your spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your glory. We thank you for all the honor. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you are King over all. Your name be praised forever, Lord. In the mighty name of your Son Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for tonight. We thank God for what He's done in our midst. I don't know about you, but I feel blessed. And we thank God for His presence tonight. Just a few announcements. You already mentioned, but we thank God for the picnic. Thank you all for showing up. I had fun. I don't know about you guys, but I had fun. It was a great day, and we thank God for it. The forecast showed that it was going to rain. Somehow it was perfect. So we thank God for that. And also a reminder of the awakening. It's happening next week. That was far, far away, but it's just next week. So you're all looking forward to it, and you wait in anticipation for what the Lord will do in our midst and for us and in our lives. We thank God so much in advance for all of that. And lastly, last week, I think, was it last week that you mentioned it? So we've been able to secure the charity status for the ministry. So we are a registered charity with the government of Canada. So we thank God for that. And what that means is that we've actually held off. I know we've had people want to give towards the ministry and all of that, but we've held off because we didn't have a way to give people tax receipts until we are registered. So by the grace of God, we can now issue tax receipts for people's giving. So displayed is options through which you can give. So as led by the Lord, if you are led to give in support of what we are doing here, then you're welcome to do so. And we pray that as you do, the Lord blesses you, the Lord replenishes you as you support His work. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anything else? Okay. Let's share the grace. Let's stand and share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 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 God bless you. Have a blessed week. See you next Friday for the awakening.